Welcome back to the second hour of the weekly David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. My guest is Wayne Nicholson, Reverse Speech Practitioner from New York State, and we are talking about the therapeutic aspects of reverse speech. But before I continue, I've got a couple of announcements to make. As you know, I do a regular monthly show on Jeff France's program, the third Friday of every month. Well, we've decided to increase it to two Fridays a month. So now we're going to do it the first and the third. And the reason why we're doing this is to cover the election campaign. It's such an incredible campaign. There's so much at stake. I think this is the most important election America has faced in a long, long time. What's your view on it, Wayne?
I agree, and it's difficult to find somebody to vote that for. That's my view.
Yeah.
I always vote because I want to retain the right to complain, but this is a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one, all right. Yeah, well, we're covering all the candidates on the Jeff French Show and posting them regularly on the website, so go and listen to what I find and make up your own mind. Okay?
Sure.
Can I
jump in for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
It's not for the MetaWalk series. It's not only people who are having physical, emotional difficulties and angst. It's also for people that have decisions to make. And I say that because currently, a lot of my clients are business people, entrepreneurs. I've got a lawyer, and it's more they're trying to make decisions. And a lot of those people, frankly, have been referred to me by you, and I thank you very much for that. So there's a whole different spectrum of uses for the MetaWalks. I also have folks who come because they've had anomalous experiences that they're trying to understand. And that's been a very interesting area. There's one fellow whom I can mention. His name's Mike Cleland, and he's a UFO researcher and an author. And I did a reverse speech session with him. And he wrote a book called The Messengers, Owl, Synchronicity, and the UFO Abductee. He included an entire chapter on reverse speech, and he talks about both you and me.
Oh, wow.
And it's a very interesting book, and it's very good. And I also, years ago, I haven't done much radio, and I used to do it quite a bit, and I haven't done a lot in quite a while now. But one of the shows I did was Dreamland. It was Whitley Strieber's show.
Right.
And he's a very courageous man. Routinely, if a radio show would contact me, I would routinely offer and say, well, why don't we do some reversals on you and we'll talk about it on the air. No one ever took me up on it. Whitley Strieber jumped at it.
Did he really?
He did. And frankly, I told him, I said, you know, this can become very personal very quickly, so I would like to give you the opportunity, if you would like to edit it beforehand, if you have something uncomfortable you don't want to talk about, that's fine with me. He said, absolutely not. So we went through it on the air.
Wow.
And found some, uncomfortable things for him. But he fessed up and he was just right on. It was a great show. It's still available on Dreamland.
It's
very good. Yeah. And it's fun to work with people like that. It's a whole different level.
Oh, yeah.
Rehearsals that you get.
Yeah. Well, I've got quite a few business clients myself.
Oh, I know you do.
And I've got some people who won't make the move until they've done their reversals, because the reversals are going to tell us whether it's going to work or not.
I think you're one of those people, aren't you?
Yes, I am one of your clients.
Well, no, you look to the reversals.
Hey?
I said you always look to the reversals.
Oh, always look to the reversals. Absolutely, yeah. And, when we started the reverse speech documentary, when we did the reverse speech documentary, I went to you to see whether I should do it, because it was going to cost me a lot of money. And when you're making the sort of investment that I was making, I wanted to make sure it was going to work. And Reversals indicated there'd be a few little glitches, which there have been, but mm-hmm. all in all, it's going to be a very profitable venture. So, so with that information, I went ahead and started. And the documentary has just had a write-up in a well-known film magazine, Digital Filmmaker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's on my website, reversespeech.com. And just scroll down to the blog and you'll see a link to the, it'll say, progress on the documentary, and you can read the article in the Digital Filmmaker.
So that's wonderful. I'm looking forward to watching the documentary when it's done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got some great shots already. They were in filming in Australia for a couple of weeks, and we got some great material. I'm really, really pleased with it. So, yeah. Let's play a reversal talking about business, okay?
All right.
Yeah. Man talking about starting a business. Talking about going over to America, I think, to... get his business going there.
Yeah, in Australia, we're charging $1,500 for 3 days. Over there, it'd be $1,500 US for 3 days.
Oh, wow.
So, that is exciting for me.
Right.
I've got some contacts over there, and that's really where I'd like to go. And that's what I'd like to do.
Mm.
And I think photography will be the vehicle, but education is going to be the product.
And this one says, start off with it. It will be profit. There it is. So that's his reversals telling him to go ahead and do that. Okay, it's going to be a good one.
And he must have been happy about that one.
Oh, he was happy. Yes. And here's another one. Listen to this one.
He is very, very excited about setting up a seminar stroke educational business with me and Sarge and Pete as well.
Okay, talking about setting up a business and then backwards, earn a massive fund with this.
Earn a massive fund, yes.
Earn a massive fund, yes.
Yep.
Earn a massive fund, yes.
So that's the reversal saying not only will it be a success, but it will be a very good success.
Yeah, it's a green light.
And if reversals are bad ones, trust me, don't go ahead with it, because they do not mm-hmm. lie. They always tell the truth.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, they certainly will. Yeah. Oh, look, I've got to play this one. See me talking about business. This is a funny one. This is a Australian guy talking about earning $10,000 a week from a kitchen business.
I'd certainly like to have a business that was maybe a kitchen business, a small kitchen company that was probably netting $10,000 a week, something in that
respect. Kitchen company, in terms of what, building kitchens?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in that particular field.
$10,000 a week, gross?
Yeah, yeah. Net, looking at a net amount of that.
He says, my wife will keep spending it.
My wife will keep spending it.
That's the funny one, isn't it? So his problem is his wife. It's not business. It's not business blockages.
I found that to be true with business people. Most of the time, it has to do with their relationships, either with family or with partners or other business people.
Right.
Once they get that squared away, everything works out usually.
Oh yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Yeah, you'd be amazed the little things at home that you can make some very subtle changes and make some quite dramatic differences in your outcomes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Oh, here's my right hand man, Jeff Toth, who will be on the show in about a month. And when I left America. 16 years ago now, and Jeff came out and was trying to decide whether he would move out here to live. This is in his first trip. So here's the forwards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I would go just right away if I was to come back to stay any length of time, yeah.
And he says, feeling answers, God make it certain.
You know, the answers, God make it certain.
Wow.
The answers, God make it certain.
Pretty clear.
Yeah.
Yes, this guy must be certain.
And it was certain. He was feeling his answers. The answers was to move to Australia. God make it certain. And God did make it certain. And he moved out here for 5 years. He was here before he went back to America. Maybe 6 years. I'm not sure.
I'm not surprised at that reversal. Jeff's a very spiritual person.
Oh, very spiritual guy.
He's a good man.
Yep, Jeff is my right-hand man. He handles all the tech calls. All you students and hobbyists who are listening to the program, if you've got any problems at all, email Jeff@reversespeech.com. He will only be too happy to help. You can also ring him. I'm trying to think what the main reverse speech number is. So 51. Oh, look, here, let me give you my number. It's 503-568-7077. That's my American number. 503-568-7077, and I can direct you on to the right person. So.
Sometimes I'll have computer programs, and I call Jeff, and he handles them efficiently, and he always does it with grace as well, because sometimes I'm a little rattled by it.
Yeah, he's got a very good bedside manner. All right, I want to play you a couple of reversals about the she-wolf. She-wolf is the most powerful metaphor of all. Where did I see it? Gee, I just saw them. Here we go. And the she-wolf metaphor comes from the tales of the founding of the Roman Empire. And the she-wolf was a mythological creature sent by the gods to nurture Romulus and Remus. And Romulus went on and founded the Roman Empire. So the she-wolf is the mother of the Roman Empire. It's a metaphor for wealth, success, also manifestation and creation. Very powerful metaphor. And here we are talking about whatever we're talking about. Let's find out.
And I've been working a lot regarding that. And it's something that I, up until recently and even now to some degree, spend a disproportionate amount of time with, and it's one of those things where it picks up a lot of my time.
Here he says, "I'm living there with She-Wolf."
Living there with She-Wolf.
Oh yeah. Nice and clear. Doesn't occur often naturally, She-Wolf. I don't hear it very often.
I hear it occasionally, but the wolf all the time. But She-Wolf.
Wolf all the time. Yep.
And you know what? I'll confess, whenever the She-Wolf comes up, I always use your She-Wolf trance.
Oh, do you? Well, yes, you're allowed to do that. All right. So here's another. Sorry, go ahead.
It's just so effective.
Yeah, I know it is. Yep. Here's another She-Wolf reversal.
We should be able to at least double the turnover per week. As a minimum, because we'll be opening, instead of 2 days, we'll be opening 4 to 5 days.
Okay, so talking about doubling his turnover. Backwards, he says, She-Wolf that I mastered.
She-Wolf that I mastered.
Wow.
She-Wolf that I mastered.
Nice and clear.
She-Wolf that I mastered.
Oh, that's another announcement I've got to make. Did you
that guaranteed
up with
results, didn't it?
Sorry?
That had to guarantee results for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Talking fours about doubling his turnover. And so She-Wolf that I mastered. So he has mastered his success. Now, I got another announcement to make. I don't know whether you caught up with this, Wayne. You may be interested in joining in on this. I've started the She-Wolf group once a month.
Please. No.
And, and we had our first meeting last weekend. And
my problem is the time zones.
Right, I think it's
do I have to get up at 4 in the morning?
I'm trying to think what time it is in I can't remember. I think it's, oh no, it's 1 o'clock in the morning for you. It's 10 o'clock Pacific. That's probably a bit too late for you. Anyway, but if anyone is interested in joining the She-Wolf group, which is a guided visualization meeting designed to teach us how to manifest and create. So, very exciting. So, we've just started that.
Do you make the audios available?
Yes, they are available on the passcoded site. If you email me, Wayne, I'll let you have the passwords. Okay. Okay. All right, that's She-Wolf and She-Wolf Group. I had another announcement to make, too. Oh, the software site. Yeah, software site's live. So if you haven't got the software, go and look at it. ReverseSpeechPro.com. ReverseSpeechPro.com, and that will take you to the software site and start fiddling around with that.
It's a great audio program, and I use it for other things as well, not only reverse speech. If I have any recording to do, I use that software. Yeah, if I have any mixing, I use that software. It's good.
Yeah, it's a great software. It got a rave as being one of the best audio softwares on the market. It just doesn't do reverse speech. It's a fully functioned recording studio, basically, with graphic equalizers and bandpass filters and so many different functions to it. It's very, very comprehensive. You won't need any other audio editors except for that one.
That's true. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, let us play some more metaphors. I'm going to do a whole show on metaphors, but we'll play a couple simple ones. Here's one here. This is about me talking about how do we get reverse speech out there.
Where I'll be good, I feel, is that if...
No, it's not me, it's someone else, sorry.
Where I'll be good, I feel, is that if I can get a handle on what metaphors people may be running, we can sort of have a look at what sort of people we're looking for to come into reverse speech. Because right now, an overactive goddess obviously isn't as bad as a rebel ferocity.
And Reversal says, ships serve you when you make this wharf.
Ships serve you when you make this wharf.
Ships serve you when you make this wharf.
Ships are the people who will serve us, look after us when we create the means for them to come. And so that's what I've been doing the last 4 years, building the wharf. Mm-hmm. Getting the trademarks all sorted out and the websites and the training program, and it's all pretty all together working now. We've got a good marketing team.
Yeah.
And my marketing man will be the guest on my program next week, folks. So don't forget to miss my next week's program. We'll be talking all about the marketing of reverse speech, which is obviously an important thing. No business can survive without marketing. I learned that the hard way.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is. Yes. Okay, here's another reversal. Interesting story around this one. This is a husband and wife.
If he expresses his view quite vividly or violently, then it actually comes back on him, and I show him unconditional love, and he actually learns from his mistakes.
Now, this reversal says, heal the love while you're living.
Heal the love while you're living.
Heal the love while you're living.
That's great.
It is great, except there's a bit of an ominous story around this.
Oh.
Is that 2 weeks after we did this recording, had a huge big fight, wife got a knife and stabbed herself.
Oh, man.
She stabbed herself.
Did she die?
No, she didn't die. Ambulance came to the hospital, she survived. But that makes that reversal rather ominous, doesn't it?
It does.
Heal the love while you're living. Listen, do it now. Don't delay. You never know what can happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go and act now to sort things out in the future.
Wow.
Interesting reversal. Interesting reversal. Okay. Tell me about the training course, Wayne. What do you think of the training course?
Oh, I love the training course. I've been through all of them.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. And I highly recommend it. Even if, even the hobbyist course, if people just start with that and they get the flavor of it, they get a little bit of understanding of it, and most people sort of catch fire from that point on.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, the hobbyist course is actually available at 50% discount if you buy the software. So if you go to Yeah, so if you go to the software site and buy the software, there's an upsell to the home hobbyist course and you can get it 50% off. So there you go.
Yeah. And then if people go on to the regular training, then they have hands-on experience.
Absolutely.
With a group of other people, and it's just great. It's very good training.
Yeah, we provide all the services. You know, Jeff does all the tech support and computer help and software help, and I've got a couple of trainers marking homework, and they're coaching individual students. So it's a very comprehensive course, and it teaches you all about how to be exquisite and excellent at reverse speech.
And you you hold people to task too, and I like that.
I'm sorry, I do what?
You hold people to the task, and I like that. In other words, you don't allow them to do sloppy work.
Absolutely not.
Because listening for the beginner, listening to speech reversals can be like looking at pictures in the clouds and making things up. Yeah. And the protocols that you put in place completely prevent that, and it's important that people stick with that.
Yep. Yep, we cover that very extensively in the training course. Definite procedures and steps to follow to make sure you are hearing genuine reversals as opposed to imagination, which can happen quite a lot. There's maybe one reversal every 15, 20 seconds, 30 seconds sometimes, which gives you 30 seconds of gibberish that you can project anything you want into it if you don't know what you're doing. So it's very, very important to learn how to do this properly. Actually, we've got a case going right now. A man who's been. I will talk about him when we get back. This is our break. You're listening to the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. My name is David Oates. We'll be back right after this.
Why do people order Life Change Tea? Because Life Change Tea helps the digestive system. Life Change Tea helps the colon unclog. The tea also helps with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and many, many other health issues. Life Change Tea also tastes great. And Life Change Tea is not just green tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs that go to town, cleaning your body of harmful toxins, bacteria, and parasites. Our tea is number one. Are you ready for your life change? Let the tea help you. Log on to our online store of helpful products to get your body on track. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Not all tea is equal. Read our website of all the factual testimonies that prove that Life Change Tea is working. Health is important, and our quality of life is very important. Don't wait to order. Expect a life change with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the 4 most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
There are 3 factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. 1 is the amount of growth factors in your system. 2 is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And 3 is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit SGN80.com. That's SGN80.com.
Okay, welcome back to the final segment of the weekly David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. My guest is Wayne Nicholson. We've been talking about therapy and general chit-chat. I was just about to say before we went to the break, talking about correct analysis and how unless you don't know what you're doing, you can cause major problems. Mm-hmm. I actually sued someone successfully too. I think didn't I do a take with you about that lawsuit?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. Well, I won and got most of my costs back. Not all of them, but most mm-hmm. of them. Now there's another one out there, chap by the name of Callum Marsden. He's got a reverse speech website up, and I only found out about it a couple of weeks ago, and I made a couple of posts on my Facebook page mentioning that he'd his whole website was virtually copy paste of my site. No, I just talked about copy.
I had that happen once too.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. So I threw a little words around like trademark and copyright infringement, and his site came down so fast.
Good.
Yep.
But you know, there's still sites out there where people are posting reverse speech, and
I know
they're not trained analysts. And you listen to the reversals, and it's garbage.
No, it's absolute rubbish.
If you were to use some of these in therapy, you could do serious damage to people.
Oh, I know. I know. It really worries me, Wayne. It really does. Well, you know, one by one. I'll shut them down. I mean, we have to keep the field intact and the integrity high. Mm-hmm. It's such a powerful tool, but if it's not used properly, it's very, very dangerous. And I've seen disasters over the years with untrained people using reverse speech and making up all sorts of crazy things. So
have you ever been contracted to use reverse speech in a court case or by the police, that type of thing?
Well, the closest I got was the Judas Priest case, where I was asked to testify as a friend of a court. But as far as you're talking about reverse speech being actually used in a court of law,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's been used in investigations.
I'll tell you why I asked. I had, this was two or three years back, a lawyer approached me, and it was an interesting case. It was not a public case at all. I don't have to reveal names or anything, but there was a school teacher, five girl students stepped forward and all accused him of physical abuse, sexual abuse.
Really?
He lost his job.
Oh.
After judgment had been, you know, they went to court, and he was ruled he's in jail. It was ruled against him. After he was jailed, all five girls reneged. They all said, we made it up. You know, we were mad at him. We made the whole thing up. The judge heard all of that, and he refused to reverse the judgment. So the lawyer approached me. He had the audio transcripts of the statements of all the girls. It was perfectly legal for me to work on them. So I did the reversals on all of these girls. And they're all in their statements. They're all saying we made it up. No incongruency at all. The reversals totally supported what they were saying.
Wow.
The judge refused to admit it. You know, it wasn't. I told him I said, you know, that this can't be your case. This can be supporting of your case, but they're not going to accept this as your case. So he tried to use it as an adjunct in support of what he was trying to have ruled, but they wouldn't admit it. And it's a shame.
Yeah.
Because you know, there are law enforcement agencies who use reverse speech themselves.
Yes, there is. Yep. 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 Yeah. It needs to be used more and more and more. I get so frustrated, Wayne, sometimes.
Yeah.
at the incredibly powerful technology we're sitting on and all the incredible good it could do. And it's languishing. Well, I know that's not true. I'm being a little bit harsh. I am getting out there slowly but surely, we'll continue to get out there. Okay.
And you're building a core of practitioners.
That's right. Yeah.
Who are younger than you and I, and who will carry it forward?
Yeah, they are younger than you and I. Yes, I know. It's a little bit of worry. All the good reverse speech people are in the 60s and 70s.
Right. Yeah.
I've got to get some new blood in, mate.
That's right. That's right. So
I'm still waiting for. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say we're officially putting out the call right now. Yes, so everyone who's listening, tell your friends, get involved.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what, folks. My kids aren't in the least bit interested in pursuing reverse speech. So it's going to have to take some young spark out there in his mid-20s who can get really turned on by this and sees this as his lifetime career to get it accepted. I don't think it's going to be accepted in my lifetime. I really don't think it's going to have someone else to take up the baton on that one.
We should do some reversals on that topic.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about doing another round with you, Wayne. So I might, I'll give you a call next week and I'll give you an email next week and we'll set it up. Okay?
Sure.
Yep. Important to do rounds. Folks, I do, two or three rounds a year, don't I, Wayne? About that?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, yeah. At least. Yeah. Well, I believe in the technology and it always works.
It does.
It's just such an incredible thing. All right, let's have a look at a few more reversals, shall we? What haven't I played? Oh, here's a reversal I really love. This is a pastor from Malaysia. I think he's from Malaysia. Anyway, here we go.
So was Jesus very sensitive to the flowing of spirit and soul inside him? Yes, he was. He flowed with the Holy Spirit.
Now he's saying Jesus flowed with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And backwards he says, see the Holy Wolf.
See the Holy Wolf.
See the Holy Wolf. See the Holy Wolf.
Have you heard that reverse before, Wayne?
Yes, I have. It's a good one.
It's a good one, yeah. Nice to have a pastor who's nice and congruent.
And I know, I was laughing because I've had my share of clergy who sometimes in reverse they're absolutely foul.
Oh, I know. I'm going to do a whole show on evangelists and clergymen sometime in the next few months, folks. So
I'm not saying that's the trend, though. There are folks who are absolutely beautiful as well.
Yes, yes, there are. Yes, well, see the Holy Wolf. There's one. There's a nice positive reversal on an evangelist. And here's another good metaphor. This is a woman who was in a cult, and she's talking about the cult leader. Oh,
she's a chipmunk.
I think she was doing something rather strange. Then let me see if I can. See if I can get that reversal up and play it. Where are we? Okay, try it now. All right, we're not going to play that. Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to close. Okay. Let's try it one more time. Where are we? Okay. Here we go. One more time. All right, forget it. We're not going to play that one. It's not going to cooperate. Okay, all right, no worries. Okay, so let's go back to my metaphors I'd chosen for my show today. And, just get back to those files. Yeah, do you think we've covered the therapeutic process fairly well? I think we have.
I think so. I wished we had gotten some phone calls.
Yeah. Call in, folks, 844-769-2944. That's toll-free, 844-769-2944. So basically, reverse, it's a round of 8 sessions. We do an initial recording, first off, for 30 minutes. We go and analyze recording. That takes several hours. And then we come back with results, and we play you the reversals. Tell you what they all mean. I think the playing of the reversals is important. That's an important part of the process. That I know you're not making it up, but B, I believe the act of listening to reversals creates change in and of itself.
I agree. Yeah.
And then we do the post, the pre-trust tape, where we're looking for instructions for how to work with the problem. And then we do 2 meta walks. And then we do the post-trance tape, where we ask what changes have taken place, and we played you a few of those reversals. Oh, here's a reversal from a post-trance tape. This was a pretty good one.
I very much like the idea that, you know, you start with even though some negative things exist, I forgive myself for those negative things.
And he just says, feed again the sword living.
Sword,
fight your battles, communicate with power and strength, give yourself power and strength. The sword is living, it's alive inside of you.
Yeah.
So there we go. I don't want to play
positive.
This. So?
It's a good positive reversal.
It's a good positive reversal. Yes, it really is. Let me see what else I got out for. I think I've played all the reversals I got out for today. Alright, well let's get, oh here's one I haven't played. This is a good one.
I was secure in knowing where my place in the world was and what the universe, what was out there, basically.
So, obviously a confident young man. The reversal says of the soul whirlwind.
The soul whirlwind.
Now, whirlwind is energy, power. So he's connected to the energy and power of the soul.
Right.
So, wonderful reversal. So that's in the post-trance tape, and we show you the results of that, and then do one final meta walk. So there we go.
David, I have a question. I don't know if anybody's interested in this, but I've noticed a pattern. I wondered if you see it in your practice as well. I find that as we progress with the meta walks, in the beginning there's a lot of speech reversals, then when we get towards the very last meta walk, there are fewer reversals that come up. My theory is that initially the speech reverse, the subconscious mind is trying to correct the conscious mind.
Right.
So there's this conversation going on. But as you reach the end of the MetaWalk series and things have been resolved, there's less to talk about in a sense. Do you find it?
Oh, yeah. In point of fact, we just finished talking about it to our office in London. They were asking why we weren't getting as many reversals in the post-trance tapes as the first tapes. And I said, well, I don't know. That's just the way it is. You know, post-trance tapes traditionally are 30-40% less reversals than the first tape.
That's because we're succeeding, I believe.
I think so, yeah. I'm glad you've noticed that too.
No, yeah, absolutely.
It's me. Yeah.
And I always take that as another positive sign for the clients.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, and I mention it to them as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, good. Oh, I'm glad you noticed that. Yeah. How many of your clients go on to do second rounds?
Depends on the issue. Percentage? This is a wild guess, David. Maybe
30%? 30%. Yeah. Yeah,
people come with issues that you can just, you know, in the 8 weeks, you can take care of.
Yeah, you can.
Now, what's a little more typical is that when you've finished one round and you've resolved those issues, you discover in the reversals that a second issue has come about.
Right.
And then I'll talk to them, you know, if you want to work with us, we can continue on. But it's not that the first round was unsuccessful. It's that now we've taken care of that layer. Now there's a new layer that needs to be addressed.
Right.
So in that sense, then that happens more often.
Yeah, it's like peeling the layers of an onion, too.
Yeah, that's always up to the client.
Do you find you get better success in the second round than you do the first?
Well, I'll say this. When you have somebody that agrees to, decides they want to do a second round, you've got a person that is really dedicated to the process.
Right, that's right.
So you have cooperation. Sometimes initially, there's a lot of denial and people don't want to cooperate, but as they see their results, then they become more congruent and they get more excited about the process itself, and then it moves on. I have some people that just keep coming back.
Oh, I do too. I've had them for years, some of my clients, you know, they come back for a top up every now and then, you know. So.
I know, and that's, you know, it becomes a friendship after a while.
Oh, it does. Absolutely it does. Yeah, for sure. It's a very interesting and very fascinating process, and I love my job. I start at 7 o'clock in the morning. I normally start seeing my first client, and then I do tapes all through the day, and then I start my England clients. It's about 5 o'clock at night and go through to 11.
I have to thank you for this part of my life because it's been very rewarding. It's enlightening, and it's been very enjoyable for me.
Oh, good.
Thanks for bringing it out.
Oh, you're welcome, Wayne. Well, I appreciate you a lot. You're a good practitioner, and you're a nice guy, and you've taken the baton of reverse speech and treated it with honor and respect. And that's I couldn't ask for anything more than that.
If only I was younger.
Oh, they're going to develop life extension soon, Wayne.
Oh, okay, good.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll just take a pill and live to be 150. Right. How about that?
I'm thinking I'm good for another 30 years, David.
Yeah. I'll be going for at least another 30 years. I've got too much work to do. I don't have time to retire.
I don't know anyone that works harder than you.
Well, it's my mission, mate. I'm called to it. You know?
That's
all I do. I believe it's the most important discovery that mankind has made in a long, long time, and it needs to get out there. It needs to be used more. So anyway, yeah, well, I'll just keep on doing what I'm doing, you know, and continue getting the word out there. All right, what can we play for our last? We've got 10 minutes left. I've actually used up all the verses I was going to use, and maybe I can find some other ones. And I'm just picking some out at random here.
We could pull some from my site because those have been.
Oh yeah, you got some.
Mostly, my work has been word of mouth. I haven't done a lot of marketing in recent years, and for that reason I've been neglectful in getting permission from people to use their reversals.
Oh yeah, look, I hate asking for them. I do ask for it occasionally.
Can I mention the website and how people can find
it? Website, contact, phone number, anything you like.
So it's thehiddenlanguage.com, and you can reach me. My email would be wayne@thehiddenlanguage.com.
Okay. And it's a good site, thehiddenlanguage.com. You've got a few reversals up there, and some, what, a metaphor series for sale, or?
About 100 or so.
You've got some metaphors for sale up there, right?
We have some CDs for sale, yeah.
Yeah. You should bring out a book, Wayne.
That's your job.
Don't forget to get my latest book, folks. Reverse Speech Pro. A New Theory About Language.com.
Yeah.
A New Theory About Language.com. And get my latest book, which came out a couple of months ago. About 3 months ago now.
I'll put a link up to that for you.
All right, here we have, I'm just picking some reversals at random here. Here's one.
Well, I never knew what was wrong with me for a start, exactly, but I knew there was a sense of confusion and not a proper sense of self.
This one says that this mess is worthy.
Is this necessary?
Oh, yeah.
Is this necessary?
Mm.
Is this necessary?
That's a nice little sabotage pattern, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he's someone who needs to work, and what we would do is we would ask him in a pre-trance tape, I'd want to know why his mess is worthy for a start, and then start asking questions about how can we fix it.
Yeah.
Here's another one from my client files.
So what did you think of all the reversals first off?
Very interesting. I guess the ones that stuck in my mind was the fast in.
And this one says, our mummy cuts us now.
Our mummy cuts us now.
Wow.
Our mummy cuts us now.
Our mummy cuts us now.
So that points to a problem with her mum, bad relationship with mum. Mum's hurting her, so we would probe that a lot further. Okay. This is one of the things I love so much about session work. It goes right to the source of the problem. It'll go to the event that created the problem.
We could talk for a minute or two about the role of the practitioner in all of this too.
Oh yeah, sure. That's
what I tell my people. Well, for business people, I tell them, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put your subconscious mind back on the payroll. They like to hear. But essentially, when I'm in session, I do as little talking. I want them to talk so we can get reversals. I tell them my job is to fish for speech reversals. So I will prompt the conversation. But I try not to be a large part of the conversation because I don't need speech reversals on myself.
Right.
Sometimes you get people that don't talk. And that's difficult.
Gets frustrating when you're trying to get information out.
I like the chatty people.
Yes, then they can talk and then we get plenty of reversals. So,
yeah. I always told people, if you don't know the answer, just make something up. The idea is for them to talk.
Absolutely, yep. So your website again is thehiddenlanguage.com.
Right.
And if people want to employ your services as a therapist, it's wayne@thehiddenlanguage.com.
Right. We have a phone number as well. It would be, it's not an 800 number, unfortunately. It's,
get the phone number out.
315-652-4964. My business is with, my wife's business as well. She's an animal communicator. Uh-huh. So, your answer will say, welcome to animal wellness. But I'm included in that.
Now, I emailed Colleen today, asked her to come on my show, talk about communication.
She mentioned that she'd be interested in doing that.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'd love to have
a better guest than I am, believe me. She's very interesting.
She's lovely in that photo of you, too.
Oh, yeah, she's a dish.
Hey?
She's a dish.
Yeah, she looks great. She's lost a lot of weight by the looks of her.
Yeah. Yep, she looks good.
Yeah, she looks really good. Good on her. Yeah, good on you, Wayne. All right, we have got a couple of minutes left. Let me see if I can pull out a reversal. Oh, here's a nice one to finish off with.
Tell me some of the great things about your marriage.
There's a childlike innocence to it, you know.
This one says, "I serve you well." Serving the marriage well, serving his wife well, I would say. That's another one. All right, here we are. We're at the end of the show. Wayne, thanks so much for joining me. We'll have you on again.
Thank you, David.
And everyone, we'll see you next week. This is David John Oates. You have been listening to the Weekly Diversity Show. Bye-bye, everyone.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear, 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.